Well, CES is now officially underway, both in person in Vegas and virtually, and there's already lots of buzz around some of the new products and tech that's coming out. Yahoo Finance's Dan Howley joins us with why some brand new cars are revving up interest. Dan, which ones are making a splash?
That's right, Karina. We've seen a number, actually, of new cars showing up at CES 2022, at least virtually. And I kind of want to run through a few because this is one of the biggest events for cars, really, outside of, you know, maybe the LA Auto Show or the Detroit Auto Show in North America. So let me just go over a few. First, we have one from Chrysler. It's called the Chrysler Airflow concept. And what they're looking at here is really making a production vehicle in the future. Right now, they want to launch this a product similar to this in 2025 and then have the whole lineup be EV capable in 2028. It's really Chrysler's first battery electric vehicle. They're looking at a potential of up to 400 miles of range on it. And it said that it's going to have over the air updates. And you can see that, you know, I mean, based on the interior and the exterior to a degree, this really is still a concept at this point, but it could really influence what you'll see for coming from Chrysler down the road. Then after that, believe it or not, Sony, they had previously announced a concept vehicle or a prototype vehicle, as they call it, in 2020 called the Vision Zero One. And this year they rolled out another prototype called the Vision Zero Two. And this is a kind of SUV seven-seater complement to the vehicle or car version of the Vision Zero One. And what they're looking at here is kind of getting the Vision Zero One on the road for being tested publicly, and then a full range of sensors and suites and capabilities of kind of assisted driving technologies for this Vision Zero Two. And now, interestingly, Sony also says that they're forming a new company called Sony Mobility in spring 2022. That's this year, to look at whether or not they can get a EV company off the ground on their own. And obviously, Apple has been long in discussions, or it's been discussed for a while that they're working on their own EV. So it could be a clash of tech titans getting into the EV space here alongside the likes of the, you know, original automakers, as well as Tesla and Rivian and the like. And then after that, we actually just saw GM wrap up their press conference for CES 2022, where they showed off the new Silverado EV. And what they did was they announced two versions of the Silverado. There's the work truck version, and then there is the RST First Edition. The company says that it'll get 400 miles of range from both versions on GM's Ultima battery pack. And they said they'll get 100 miles worth of charge out of just 10 minutes of charging. So that'll help allay people, I think, when it comes to getting into the car and then, oh no, I have to sit there for an hour to charge. If they can get 100 miles out of 10 minutes, you know, most people don't drive 100 miles in a day. So that's a big deal right there. And they said the work truck version will start at $39,900. That's not a bad price. The first edition, a little bit more pricey at $105,000. So maybe that's not the one that'll end up in your driveway. But they showed off a whole suite of new features there. And then they went and talked about how they're going to be having a Blazer EV in the future as well. And then finally, I want to talk about Mercedes. What they did was they showed off their EQXX concept. Now, this is going to be another kind of vehicle that helps give it an idea of what Mercedes will be doing in the future as far as EVs go. But the big deal here is that the company says it can get up to 620 miles on a charge. That's absolutely massive for an electric vehicle. Interestingly, they also have 117 solar cells built into the roof, so it'll help power some things, maybe potentially the air conditioning unit, but don't expect it to recharge the car by any stretch. And then they also have some plant-based materials throughout, especially mushrooms were part of the process, as well as bamboo. So a really interesting lineup of new vehicles here. There's obviously a number of other announcements. BMW showed off a color-changing paint, and then there's some other capabilities, like Google talking about how eventually you'll be able to use the assistant to start up the heating and air conditioning in your car from your home. So really, CES 2022 looking more like an auto show than anything this year.
I love those concept cars and hearing much more about the broad use of mushrooms as well. Dan Howley covering CES for us. Thank you so much.